Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, another home run. Yeah, nice work, Eileen Abbott. I'm telling you, how long has it been? Germ, does this not predate you? We have now got such quality people back in that newsroom. Better than anybody else that I've seen in the 14 years that I've been here. That's the truth. Hand to God. A lot of people have passed through that newsroom, but these three are the best. They really are. Just great, great work. Anyway, Barack Obama is now doing TV ads for Abigail Spamberger. And it could mean a couple of things. Number one, Obama is bored and needs the money. It could mean that he's thinking, God, these Republicans are just dismantling all of the damage that I did and repairing all the crap that I broke, and I don't like that. Or, now here's another option. It could be that the Democrats behind the scenes are looking at what they were sure was a slam dunk Abigail Spamberger win and are now saying, uh-oh, we may still pull it out, but we may not. Well, all right. Let's get Obama to do some spots. Now, I'm not entirely sure. You know who's going to have a great opinion on this, great insight based on years and years and years? My friend Brian Maloney, the media equalizer, that's who. And I'm happy to say that Friday Eve, of course, at 3:35, Brian joins us. Brian, good afternoon, sir.
Oh, you got all the good topics lined up. And I agree with you about the newsroom. Great to have local news, newsrooms. I miss that. I think we need more of that. We really do.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Brian. I mean, this is obviously off the topic of the campaign, but when you as a talk show host, and you know this, you as a talk show host can look at the people in the newsroom and go, you know, they're actually news people as opposed to advocates one way or the other.
You know, the first thing I did at every station was to make friends with the news curmudgeon, you know, the news anchor that had been there for 40 years because he always had all the inside tips on everything. Yeah. And I ended up with lifelong friendships with these guys, even though they were way, way older than I was. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was wonderful. We always worked together. And, you know, we need local news. You know, the area where I first started in broadcasting out west, even the TV newscasts are going away, the local TV news. There were four channels with local TV news out there in that market. Yep. You know, a few years ago, they're down to one. Jeez. You know, and that's TV. We're not even talking radio. So I'm really alarmed.
Yeah. Oh, we should be. We should be. Newspapers, I think, have put themselves out of business.
That's oh, they have.
Right? Nothing to do with us. Radio, for the longest time, you had every bean counter in the world going, well, we don't really need to do that. We don't need to do that.
Yeah, we don't really need anybody on the air. We'll just...
yeah, we'll wing it. I mean, what's the worst that could possibly happen?
Well, you had hedge funds running radio companies for a long, long time. That's you know, you really... And they didn't know anything.
That's right. And they proved it every single day.
Oh, they did.
But by the way, we have, he's not curmudgeonly, but Charles Pyle, he knows where every body is buried, and he knows who buried them and where they bought the shovel.
Good, so, yeah, good,
he's,
good.
He's our go-to guy. What do you make of the Obama commercials now hitting the airwaves here in Virginia for Abigail Spanberger?
Well, I think your theory was correct that it's desperation. They never would have even bothered with something like this. But I have to say that I don't think Barack Obama carries a lot of weight anymore. The only time he's in the news now is for his billion-dollar boondoggle presidential center in Chicago, which is the ugliest thing I've seen since Boston City Hall. And, you know, I mean, it is an atrocity. I don't know if you've seen a picture of it, but it's horrible. And, you know, they tore down a working class, low income neighborhood, you know, full of the very people that Obama pretends to care about to build that monstrosity. But I don't think that ad will move the needle for him at all. I will say that had that ad possibly featured Michelle Obama instead, yeah, you know, I think they could have gotten somewhere with that in, you know, the usual Fairfax, Arlington, Alexandria type. So just for turnout's sake, I think they could have moved the needle a little bit, but she doesn't seem to do any of that stuff. So they probably asked, and they said, oh, no, you know, Barack will do it. Oh, great. You know, I mean, what kind of following does Barack Obama have anymore outside of the globalists, you know, at the World Economic Forum? Nothing.
Right, right. No, you're spot on. Here's what I think is the concern on the Democrat side, and that is, as an example, in early voting, black voters are seriously underrepresented. They're not the least bit excited if you're looking at community breakdowns. And I hate that, but let's face it, every campaign does that. You know, is the white suburban mom community coming out? Are black men coming out? Are Latino?
Right, right.
Right, so they all do it. So those numbers are showing that black voters who traditionally vote Democrat are just not turning up for early voting because, like everybody else, they just can't stand Abigail Spanberger.
Well, why not just vote for Winsome Sears and get, you know, and do something wonderful? And that's the thing. And, you know, since you brought up the ads, I have to say that, and I even posted this on my pages, the ad that Winsome put out last week, which was of the debate. And it was the best political ad that I've seen in years. And that's saying something. And I know, I'm sure you know which one I'm talking about. It's a minute long.
Yep.
And all it is, and by the way, and I don't do this on purpose, but whenever I say, it always comes out Spanberger. I mean, and it's an accident. I don't mean to do it. I don't, you know, I'm not trying to be mean, but Spanberger is just how it comes out of my, anyway. So all it is her, you know, just sitting there in awkward silence, unable to respond to Winsome's, you know, sharp exchanges and questioning. And it's absolutely, I mean, you know, Abigail sits there speechless for a minute, and it is one of the most effective political ads. I'm telling you that Winsome has had a campaign for about the last 2 months, 2-3 months, that's been on fire.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, it really has. You're spot on. It has turned the page, and there's more money coming in. And it's not,
yes,
it's not nearly as much money, of course, as California and New York leftists are sending to Spanberger, Cashman, and Jones. But
yeah.
Governor Youngkin's PAC is on board with a very, very sizable monetary donation. We've got the RNC now apparently putting some money into this. And given that realistically the campaigns have had just about no financing, for them to be that close a couple of weeks out from Election Day, I think that speaks to the character and the capability of the Republicans in this case, Sears and Reid and Meares.
Well, it really does. And, you know, but the thing that we still have to correct is we've got to end this where every election cycle we are out fundraised and outspent by the Democrats because they have all these billionaire collaborators. And that is something we have to fix. So we're always at this disadvantage with money. But, you know, what we lack in money, we have in energy and spirit. And every time Winsome gets up to speak, I just feel like, you know, we have another Trump on our hands. We have somebody who is engaging the audience in a way that is connecting with people, and it's exciting. And I like exciting candidates. And I have to say that, you know, we have a shortage of that. That's where I think our, you know, biggest flaw is as Republicans. We have a lot of really boring, especially in the Senate. Yeah. A lot of these guys bump on a lot of guys, you know, and, I, you know, they drive me nuts. And so someone like her just, you know, makes me remember why I'm a part of this and why I fight for Republicans. It's because of Winsome Sears. So that's, you know, and that's what's going on here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Brian Maloney is joining us. Now, Brian, the media equalizer, has worn a couple of different hats during his career. First of all, my opinion, and this is one of the few areas I know something about, one of the finest talk radio personalities I've ever heard. One of the best guys to ever be on the air. And in addition to that, Brian has led these great efforts with campaigns and issues and this stuff. Brian, I keep hearing that we are the party of millionaires and billionaires. My God, Pocahontas, your Senator Elizabeth Warren keeps telling me that. So how come they're not ponying up the bucks?
Well, that's a great question. That's a great question. So, yeah, I mean, I think that we have a bit of luck right now because I've never seen the Democrats in a weaker position in terms of unity and just working together and cooperating. I've never seen them this bad. They are usually pretty unified. They're usually pretty coordinated and, you know, organized in terms of campaigns. And so that's a really interesting thing. And, you know, I think we touched on this slightly last week, but look, I think they thought, well, we'll shut down the government and then we'll have New Jersey and Virginia and the California Prop 50 gerrymandering thing. We'll have that in the bag. Right. Won't have any worries in New York, you know, or any other state, and we won't have to worry. And that's just not doing it for them. It's not doing anything for them at all.
That's right.
But you have the AG debate tonight, right?
We sure do. 6 o'clock this evening. Now, you can watch it, by the way, because it's
on. Oh, I will. Oh, I will.
A couple of things that you should be aware of. Jason Meares, I've said this before, Jason is the real deal. All right? Jason has such an amazing future ahead of him. I don't do predictions, but if I did, I would say he will be the governor of Virginia at some point.
Oh, that'd be fantastic. And, you know, it's funny how I was saying how I always accidentally say Spam Burger, but I also accidentally say Jim Jones sometimes. And, you know, is that really that far off? Because, I'm just taking his own text messages, you know? I mean, am I really off base there?
No. Well, you know, when you are fantasizing about killing your coworkers, and you've laid out the plan, and then as if that's not enough, then you're fantasizing about their children dying.
It's sick. It's sick. He should have dropped out of the race. And that's why, you know, they could do tonight's debate as a pay-per-view event. People would pay. This will be so entertaining that people would pay to see it. I'm not kidding. You can't say that about a political debate that often. But this one, I can't wait to see this guy raked over the coals over his text messages. I mean, it's going to be epic.
All right, so here, by the way, is the drinking game for the debate, or you can do it over under, whichever is more fun for you. It will be the number of times that Jay Jones uses the name Trump, because his whole campaign, apparently, he's running against Donald Trump. And I checked, Donald Trump is not on the ballot for attorney general, but that's who Jay Jones thinks he is running against.
Well, you know, good luck with that. I don't think that's going to get him anywhere. And he is a radioactive candidate. And the other Democrats should have distanced themselves from him immediately. And they failed to. And that's the bottom line. They blew it. And when this election is over, and I believe we're going to win these races, I really do. The postmortem will be really, really obvious. You and I will be talking during this very segment. And it's going to be about how the Democrats should have seen this coming a mile away.
As per usual, you are right there on the money. Hey, Brian, I want everybody to be following you, and I want you to remind everybody how they do that, please.
Yeah, so that is facebook.com/mediaequalizer, media equalizer, one word, or facebook.com/redwaveamerica, one word, redwaveamerica.
I love it. Brian, as always, my friend, I am grateful to you for making time every week. You just give us exactly what we need, and I'm looking forward to chatting again a week from now to get the breakdown as you see it. That is my friend and truly just one of the best guys out there as a broadcaster, as an analyst, Brian Maloney, the media equalizer. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.